Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to learn what I mean by that in a minute, because Kirk Chaffetz is about to join us. Kirk is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and the author of Thinking Outside the Box, the president and founder of Story Worldwide, which is an avant-garde marketing firm, advertising marketing firm, global company that he built, and I watched him do it, and I'm very proud of him for that. He's our good friend, Kirk Chaffetz. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you. Good to have you back. Avant-garde. Has anybody called you that lately?
Never. I'm not even sure what it means. Is it English, Jim?
It's hip. It means you're hip. You're hip without being a hipster. See, I think that's what it is. Do they even say hip anymore?
I think they do, but it's only you and me.
Oh, you and I know. Hey, Kirk, one of the things that that you're one of the world's experts on, and I defer to you all the time on this, is in the area of content. But I think that a lot of small business owners, most small business owners, I'm going to say, you and I are in, we make our living with content. We're in the content business. But the typical Main Street small business is too, but they don't realize that they are way too often. What do you think?
I think that everybody who's in business is in the content business. And if you aren't in the content business, then you probably are not in business. And the better you get at content, the bigger your business is going to get.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it were more complicated than that, but it really isn't. We live in an age when there's this tool that we all use. You were talking about tools earlier,
mm-hmm.
and staying connected. And, of course, the thing that keeps us connected is now the Internet,
mm-hmm.
and Tim Berners-Lee's World Wide Web, which has gotten completely out of control since mm-hmm. he started it in 1994.
The Wild Web now.
Exactly. And frankly, the only way people are going to hear about your business, well, let's be fair. People are going to hear about your business two or three different ways. They're either going to walk by it if it has a physical location that's on a street, if it's a retail location. They're going to hear about it in a recommendation from a friend at a cocktail party in person, the old-fashioned way.
Mm-hmm. Word of mouth.
Or they're going to hear about it on the web in an advertisement. They're going to hear about it in some form of media,
mm-hmm.
right? Because when you put yourself on the web, once you create a website, which you'd better do, once you enter into social media, which is an absolute must as part of any sort of advertising strategy these days, you are turning your business into a form of media.
Right. If you have a diner that sells meatloaf, your menu is content.
Absolutely. And if your menu is on the web, then all of a sudden you're in the digital content business.
Mm-hmm.
And your digital content is either going to be interesting and is going to attract and is going to be properly put together so that it attracts the right kinds of natural search returns, as we say.
Right.
I think everybody knows what that means these days. You type a search query into Google, and
right.
either your business comes out on top or it doesn't. I was very, very heartened. My business is called Story Worldwide. I typed story into Google the
mm-hmm.
other day. Now, story is a common English word.
Right.
My business comes up five or six
mm-hmm.
in that query.
Mm-hmm.
If you just are looking for a story, there we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to have happen.
Right.
You want to be, even if the name of your business is self-consciously chosen to be a common word,
right,
you want people to find it. And here's how you do it. And this is what I'm excited about. This is the year of original content.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the year of original content because Google, bless them, and I should disclose that that Google is partnering with us for a big exhibition that we're doing at Internet Week New York
right.
this year. Well,
but Google's made changes in their algorithms to make original content more prominent and to punish people who try to game the system with
exactly.
other people's original content. Hold on to that thought, Kirk. We're going to come back and talk about this some more with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz after these messages. And I may push back a little bit with Kirk on this. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.